Great morning. Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Saved by Grace podcast. I am Raquel McClanahan, your host. To God be all the glory for the great things that he has done, what he's doing, and all the things that he is going to do. Before I get into this morning's podcast, I want to give a shout out to my girl, my friend, a beautiful soul, beautiful woman of God, Sheila A. Pullum. She is a growth advocate. She helps people upgrade their lives through the power of credit and entrepreneurship. Her credit repair services are as follows: budgeting, credit restoration, credit monitoring, credit attorney, will and trust, saving goals, and identity monitoring, and so many other services in her credit repair business. She is on Facebook. Her name is Sheila Ann Pullum. Check her out, you guys. Okay. So this is day two of my teaching on healing. Broken crayon, steel color. Years ago, I sensed God leading me into ministry for young ladies and women, but I didn't think God could use me. For many years, I participated in sexual sin, not just any sexual sin, but I had been addicted to sex. And the thoughts in my mind tormented me. I would hear thoughts like, stupid, 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 you know better, how could you? Just as we are to forgive their sins against us, I believe we may also need to forgive ourselves. And a big part of that is accepting God's complete forgiveness of our sins. Yes, we do need to confess our sin to Christ. That is the first step. However, I already had taken that step. I was born and raised in a Christian home, born and raised in the church. But not only did I confess my sin, but I had truly repented. Repentance means to turn away from your sin and start going in the opposite direction. I was no longer actively involved in pornography, the street lifestyle. I went to counseling and I got help. I asked for prayer. I had many women of God praying for me, accountability partners. But I still saw myself as dirty and broken. All I could think about was the mistakes I had made and how I wish I could go back and make better decisions, different decisions. I often had haunting thoughts that began with, if only. My regret ran deep and held me captive. However, God wanted to use my brokenness for his glory. He wanted me to know that I was completely forgiven. That old Raquel was gone. I was a new creature. If I would allow him, God would begin to paint a beautiful masterpiece with the brokenness of my life. Are you living with the heavy weight of shame and regret from your past? Do you feel that God could never use you because of what you have done or the things that have been done to you? If so, the first step is forgiveness. One day distinctly, I sense God saying to me in my heart, Raquel, you've forgiven others, but you haven't forgiven yourself. It's time to let go of this regret and forgive yourself. It was true. I needed to forgive myself. And as I did, a weight was lifted off me as tears streamed down my face. I was forgiven and I could move on. Shortly after, God used me to begin to encourage and empower young ladies and women to fulfill their God-given purpose. You see, broken crayons steal color. Lord God, there's many listening right now that want to be free from anything that weighs them down and the sin that easily entangles them. Oh God, we surrender our hearts, our mind, and our will to you. Help us to be willing to deal with any sin in our lives that keeps us from you and hinders our spiritual growth. We acknowledge your power to forgive any sin and to help us truly repent. We choose to accept your forgiveness and release all regret and shame to you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Two scripture references for today's teaching. The first one is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And the second Bible verse, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. To God be all the glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy and true word. Before I go, I got to give a shout out to my husband, my love, my baby. Today is his 53rd birthday. Happy, 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 blessed, blessed birthday, my love. And may God continue to bless you with many, many, many more. Also, if you have a business, a brand, an event, or a book or books that you need promoted, please email us at savedbygracepodcast1@gmail.com. We would love to promote you and what God is doing in your life. Until tomorrow, I love you guys so very much, and I pray that you were blessed by today's teaching on healing, day 2, broken crayons, still color. Love you all. Be blessed.